Welcome. I'm Halcyon. This is Hug Nation. Happy New Year! Happy 2017. The topic of the week is one word mantra for 2017. I went to an incredible gathering this New Year's Eve, one that I've gone to for the past several years. A bunch of people that I've known for a long time and new people in a collection where we kind of get out of the city to this big property. People camp there, stay the night, and, you know, gather and celebrate and connect and talk New Year's Eve through New Year's Day. And New Year's Day, well, all through the event, I was involved with all these incredible conversations and heard so many people talking about their excitement and their inspiration and their drive going into 2017, which was so helpful for me to hear, because the kind of tone that I kept seeing on social media was so much of a disdain for 2016, so much like, thank God it's over, like, F you, 2016. And it was so much like an against 2016 that there wasn't a lot of talk about 2017. And maybe that was even because part of the reason why 2016 was so difficult was because of the election season, which is only the precursor to, you know, a new administration. And if we think too hard about what 2017 will hold, it can be perhaps a little disheartening. And so to hear all these people talking about what they're excited about, and they're genuinely pumped about this new year. And one tone that I heard a lot was something that I heard Annie DeFranco, I believe, said it in a tweet, and I'll butcher her the way she said it, but it was like, I'm excited to see what radical artistic expressions this political landscape and the state of the world inspires. And I think that's something that is, you know, good to remember, that in difficult times, often incredible art is created. As with personal evolution, as with cultural evolution, you don't change, you don't push yourself, you are not kind of, unless you are pushed out of your comfort zone, it is very difficult to choose to go to dangerous, risky places. And in these challenging times, whether that is a personal, spiritual challenging time, or an emotional challenging time, a physical challenging time, a political challenging time, the challenging times is what makes us question, could I do something different? And sometimes that breeds incredible art, risky art, courageous art. Because what do I have to lose? And so New Year's Day, I was in the pool with a bunch of people. Oh, did I mention that the pool was heated to over 100 degrees? Yeah. So it was a rainy New Year's Eve in San Diego, which made me a little anxious as I was going towards a camping trip wearing New Year's Eve fine clothes. But I digress. The point is, there was a pool heated to 100 degrees so that all night long, if you ever got cold, you could just jump in the pool and sip champagne as the steam went up and the bubbles went up and the mood went up. So in the pool, was hanging out with a group of five people or so, and a woman, Sharon, said, hey, let's play a little game. Everyone, I want you to think of a single word that can be your mantra for 2017. What word would you like to be reminded of whenever you get off track? What word would you like to kind of keep as your North Star for 2017? And the first thing that popped in my head was surrender, because that's kind of my go-to one word. Like, when in doubt, surrender. Surrender to deeper truth. Surrender to trusting the universe. Surrender to the flow. Getting out of my head. Almost, that is so often is what I need to hear, that is just surrender. So, but I said it and then was like, but That's not 2017 specific. I might need to think about that and think about if there's a word for 2017 that is more specific. And then the people started going around the circle and sharing. And each person that shared, I was like, oh, good one. Ooh. And so I was just going to share that experience and how it inspired me. So the first person went was Daniel, and he said, authenticity. And Daniel's been someone who has been a inspiring person for me to get to know over the last year. He is someone who discovered Burning Man about a year ago, totally outside of his life previous. And in the process of being called to this experience, was really confronted with his life and his truth being at odds, and was forced to make some very difficult choices, choices that have led to his divorce and a life in upheaval. And it's this beautiful illustration that, as you know, from the outside, you could write a list of the things happening in his life and be like, oh my gosh, everything's falling apart. But if you ask him, he says, I've never been so happy. I feel like I woke up from a 15-year coma. And it's such a beautiful example of the mantra that I often recite, which is be present, have integrity, align with love, and then make a choice. And from that place of presence, from that place of authenticity, you can surrender. I guess I'm seeing a theme here. You can surrender what the outcome will be. You can know that if you are authentic, if you are present, if you are aligned, then the call that you hear, the push, the pull, what the truth that you feel in that authentic space is correct. It may lead someplace that looks scary or looks like something that you don't think you want, but if you trust and have faith and surrender, the authentic path, the truth path, will lead where it's supposed to go. And so here is this man walking this path of authenticity as things collapse around him, just having faith, knowing that my truth will lead the way. There's a Bible story that I've never read, but there was a song on a Christian-themed children's record that I had growing up, and it was about Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, who refused to deny their God, and so were thrown in the fire as punishment for their heresy. And I'm not sure how they said it in the Bible, but in the song they said, it's cool in the fire, it's cool in the fire, man. So it's that being rewarded for faith, that something that might seem terrible is exactly where we're supposed to be. Second person that went was Edward. And Edward said, create. And Edward was one of the people who the night before really filled me with excitement about 2017. He was saying, you know, with the chaos in the world, with the tensions, this is the best time ever for courageous creative expression. I was like, yes! Oh my gosh, yes! Like, I've had the tendency, the instinct to kind of like be protective, to be like, it's getting scary. I want to kind of like pull into my shell, not expose my jugular. Let's just be careful. And Edward was saying, no, now is the perfect time to create, to shine, to push, to let our truth be out there and do the work to put it into the world. It's like, yes, okay, right, okay. I was thinking of maybe like putting the brakes on, but it's time to pedal to the metal. And then went Sharon. And she said, focus. Sharing that some of her, you know, the way that her work process goes, she sometimes gets involved in many projects at once and sometimes gets distracted from here and there and sometimes doesn't finish things. And like everybody in the circle is like, like, do I know anybody like that? And so her word of the year was focus, to honor the projects that she's working on, put her attention to them, focus on them, and so that she can produce things that are worthy of her talents and her attention and her passion. And I was like, oh man, that is, okay, maybe that's, no, that's my word, maybe. Oh gosh, that's exactly what I need too. And then Madison went, and she said, own. Saying that as she looked forward to the year ahead, she had all these things lined up, all these projects and all these kind of stepping it up in her life. And she wanted to remember to own it. Remember that she is enough, that she has the talents and the skills to do it. And I was like, oh, that's good too. So often I hear a voice. I have certain, you know, you hear, you, when you're in your highest self and you're truly connected and you're present, there is this power that can flow through. But when you're off kilter, when you're in a dark night, it's very easy for me to let these ego voices come in. And sometimes they taunt, sometimes they belittle, sometimes they mock. And I definitely have a voice that kicks in every once in a while that says, who are you to think you should be saying stuff on the internet? Who are you to be thinking you should be writing a book? There's so many more people who are smarter than you, more articulate than you, that are more dedicated than you, that have a more, you know, spiritual life than you. And then the fraud syndrome kicks in and I sometimes lose my momentum. Sometimes I will give up a project because that voice is effective and says, you're right, who am I? If anybody asks me for anything, I'll just recommend the books that I know that are great, filled with incredible insight. But what Madison reminded me of is that we're not, there's not a hierarchy of people, and if there's somebody better than something than you are, that there's no value in you, we're all in a category of one. We all have exactly the skills, exactly the talents, exactly the passions for us to be us. I am the best John Halcyon Stin there has ever been. And if I can be authentic to who that person is, if I can create with those tools, then I have the ability to generate something that the world needs. I don't know on what grand a scale. It's not up to me to decide if there should be one person that hears my vibration, hears, resonates with it, and it affects them in a positive way, or if there's a million people. That is not up to us. Our role, our job is to be ourselves and trust that we are participating in the grand symphony with exactly the note we need. That one person who does cymbals clashes at the end, they do it once, but it's critical for the symphony to work. So then the more I thought about these words, I was like, wow, they're almost like a guidebook. Like, I'm like, maybe can I just take all of yours and use all of those? I'm like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose of having a single word that you can sink into. But I'm like, it works so well together. You know, if focus on authenticity, being me, focusing on my truth, trusting, creating from that place of authenticity, producing, being courageously artistic from that place of authenticity. And then focusing so that I have the discipline to produce and create and express and acknowledge my human need and drive to be artistic and creative and express, focus enough so that I don't get distracted doing that, because in the world we live in today, there, without a discipline to counteract the temptations of infinite information and scientifically crafted serotonin kicking in like buttons, it is impossible to reach our potential. Without focus, there is no mastery. And then own it. Know that if I can be authentic, if I can create, if I can focus, I am exactly the person who is supposed to be me. So then I thought about it, and I go, okay, I'm thinking of a new word. My new word is honor. Because if I look at this life, that if it's going to do these things, be authentic, create, focus, and own it, that life is something sacred, and I need to honor it. And it is through the thought of honoring that life that I will have the reverence and respect to do these things, to honor my body, to honor my talents, to honor my potential, honor my downtime, and really live up, well, maybe that's an expectation, realize the potential of this life. This is my body temple. This is my life miracle. And I am going to honor it in 2017 as a servant of the divine, as a vessel of love. So honor is my word. I would love to hear what your word is. Post it in the comments and read other people's and continue to keep the momentum of 2017 going so that we can blank your word, the world, for the rest of the year. I am inspired by you, but that's not my word. I love you, that's not my word. And I honor you. I love you. Happy Hug Nation.